This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This is a Fox News alert. FBI Director James Comey has been fired by the President of the United States. Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Comey's departure came unexpectedly, and for a moment you could almost hear official Washington pause, wondering which talking points to use. And then the barking began. Several Democratic senators have already and predictably called the firing Nixonian, as if you were watching something from during Watergate, but you are not. This firing was overdue, and everyone in Washington knows it. Comey recently went to Boston College and said this about his plans to run the FBI. Watch.
Boston College is a leader in thinking and educating on these incredibly important issues. So this is a great place to have it. Hope you'll do it many more times. You're stuck with me for about another 6.5 years, and so I'd love to be invited back again.
Not true, as it turned out. Comey repeatedly injected himself into political matters that the country's chief investigative figure should stay out of. In 2015, for example, he came out against police body cams right after President Obama endorsed them, effectively undermining the president. At the height of the last presidential campaign, of course, he held that famous press conference about the investigation of Hillary Clinton, even though he was simply announcing that the FBI lacked enough evidence to support a criminal case against her.
Although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case. I know there will be intense public debate in the wake of this recommendation, as there was throughout the investigation. What I can assure the American people is that this investigation was done honestly, competently, and independently.
This spring, Comey revealed that the FBI was conducting an investigation into alleged coordination between the presidential campaign of Donald Trump and the state of Russia. In exactly the same hearing, he refused to say if the FBI was investigating illegal anti-Trump leaks in the federal government.
Can you assure them that it is going to be investigated?
I can't, but I hope people watching know how seriously we take leaks of classified information, but I don't want to confirm it by saying that we're investigating it. And I'm sorry I have to draw that line. I just think that's the right way to be.
Just a few days ago, meanwhile, Comey impugned Hillary Clinton aide Huma Abedin, dramatically exaggerating the number of emails she forwarded to her laptop and that of her husband, Anthony Weiner.
She forwarded hundreds and thousands of emails, some of which contain classified information.
Now, at times, both Republicans and Democrats in Washington seem to appreciate the help that Comey gave them. But over time, his behavior was turning the Bureau, the FBI, into a key political player. And that's the one thing it is not supposed to be. By the end, it just got strange. Often in the course of a single conversation, you'd hear Democrats praise Comey for not indicting Hillary Clinton, then blame him for her defeat in November, and then turn around again and laud him for his Russia investigation in the hopes that he'd be able to bring down the president. Rarely has there been less principle on display in Washington. That's not all Jim Comey's fault, but he definitely didn't help. What this firing ought to remind us is that ultimately real power in a democracy resides with the voters. When unaccountable forces, whether they're at the CIA or Planned Parenthood or Exxon or the Department of Justice in this case, start making our biggest public policy decisions, we risk losing our democracy. Dictatorship by the unelected, that is the real threat to this country and our traditions. But let's be honest. This firing of James Comey was overdue, and everybody in Washington knows that. Comey was unfit for the office he held. The new president should have canned him the afternoon of the inauguration, but he didn't. Comey was too eccentric to run the FBI and too powerful for any of us to breathe easily while he was there. Just how powerful was James Comey? Let's put it this way. He was feared in a way that no appointed bureaucrat should ever be feared in a free society. Time and again, elected lawmakers on both sides came on this show and expressed worry and concern about his behavior, but they did so only during commercial breaks with the cameras off. Why? Because they were terrified at the prospect of criticizing him in public. They certainly don't have that fear of the sitting president of the United States, and that tells you everything you need to know about Jim Comey.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We can always say, and it just reminds me, you know, when I was growing up and going to Catholic school, our favorite nun, Sister St. Mark, would always come in when we'd have these incredible events that would happen. And she'd always remind us, you are living history. And again, we were reminded yesterday that history just keeps on coming. And I know many people got caught by surprise on one hand about the Comey firing. And a lot of it is, you know, as Tucker Carlson was mentioning, was the face and I guess the face of this whole situation, and Comey in particular, was that, you remember they always say, well, he's a great guy. He's an outstanding guy. He's a man of integrity. I mean, and sometimes you would hear it to such a degree and you go, okay, what are they not telling me? What's going on here? Is this typical Washington speak? I never thought of it in terms of that they were so afraid that it was almost like, you know, they were talking about, I know this is extreme, okay, so I'll give that to you right off the bat. You know, Saddam Hussein, I remember the time when he, you know, took over, and how when he started taking people out in the back room and executing them, and, you know, people start, oh, we love Saddam, we love him, he's, you know, he's the greatest, he's a god, all that stuff, you know, because people were just fearing for their lives and knowing that if they didn't go along, and probably the same thing the North Koreans go along.
I was going to say, yeah, we got a guy in North Korea that kind of...
Yeah, exactly. So you know, and I know it does sound extreme, but wow, all of a sudden you start hearing all this stuff, Scott, you know, and it's typical of Washington, D.C. It's like, you know, if you've got the power and you hold... you hold the position, then you're protected. This is why, you know, I've maintained even with Barack Obama that we're starting to hear more about the former president outside of his administration. The media who went along and others who went along to get along and to be near power, you know, gave him plenty of room and lack of accountability in many areas. So, you know, that I believe there's many more chapters yet to be written about the Obama legacy and the administration. But here with James Comey, again, every time you would hear about James, they would talk about him. He's outstanding. He's upstanding. Now all of a sudden he's out the door and it's like, oh, Katie, bar the door here. And it's, all this stuff you're finding out about him that people were afraid of him. You know, and he didn't come across, you know, to me like a J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover was, you know, pick no bones about it. I mean, what you saw is what you got. But here's a clip from CBS, John Dickerson, talking about the ramifications of the FBI director Comey's firing.
President Trump just posted a new tweet saying this: the Democrats have said some of the worst things about James Comey, including the fact that he should be fired. But now they play so sad. CBS News chief Washington correspondent and Face the Nation moderator John Dickerson joins us from Washington. So John, what can you tell us about what you're hearing in Washington and your response to the president's tweet today?
Well, you know, the tweet is the president seeing this through political lens, and there will be a lot of back and forth between Democrats and Republicans on this. But the important thing to focus on here about this decision is that it takes place in a much bigger context. There are people working at the FBI, people at the Department of Justice. This is a decision that's not just about politics. This is a decision that they have to look at and say, are the reasons being put forward and the timing of this and the rushed way it was done and the way it was handled? Why did all of that happen? Is it for all the reasons stated in the letter about Comey's dismissal, or is there something else happening here? And that sense of doubt and getting rid of that doubt is crucial if the FBI is going to go forward, if this investigation is going to continue within the FBI and have any credibility. So the ramifications here, the president's making a political case, but there are real ramifications here inside the FBI and related to a lot of work that goes on inside the administration that are now really all up in the air, and there's a sense of turmoil.
John, will this focus, more intensive focus on the Russian investigation?
Well, yes, of course, because that's still ongoing. The president, remember, has called the investigation into whether the Russians were involved in the election and had any connection with the Trump campaign a witch hunt. Usually the posture of an administration is we look forward to the conclusion of this investigation. We're doing everything we can to help. The president has said that the FBI investigation and the two committees in Congress are engaged in a witch hunt. So that's the context here. One other piece of context that's is that the White House is saying the president took decisive action. Remember what happened Monday. There was a conversation about why the president took so long to fire his national security advisor, Mike Flynn, 18 days after being informed that he lied about his conversation with the Russian ambassador. So the question that raises is, does the president take decisive action when it is in his interest, or does he delay things when it is in his interest? Sending a clear signal about how a president behaves matters, not just because we need to know whether the president is telling the truth, but it sends a signal throughout the administration to all his political allies about what kind of a person the president is.
Thanks, John.
John Dickerson from CBS on the ramifications of the FBI director. And some of this stuff I understand is nuance. And you go, okay, look, he's fired. What kind of effect is this going to have within the FBI now under new management? And if you are hearing anything from the inside, Scott, there's a lot of FBI, I guess personnel who are, you know, breathing a little bit easier this morning and, probably saying, hey, look at this guy's been getting away with, with murder. It was, a heavy-handed administration, there at the FBI. And they felt like they weren't able to, participate in the way that they thought they should. But that always happens when new management comes in, right?
Yeah, well, if elected officials were worried about how he would react to things that they said about him, imagine if that guy was your boss.
Exactly. Yeah, you're a little bit closer to the fire there.
Yeah.
No doubt. And we've all had bosses like that. It's just all part of the process. So I will say that to millennials who are just getting into the workforce, get ready. You can learn a lot from this because this does, this happens in the workplace, whether it's the FBI or Facebook or whatever, it all, this kind of pressure, can take place, especially when you are the director and you're in that powerful position as James Comey was. The Democrats are just spinning seemingly out of control here. They don't know what side to be on, but I got to hand it to them. I mean, it's almost like, when there is crisis mode, the Democrats, like, they go to their phone, they dial 9 or something, some number, and immediately it gives them what the talking point should be. It is amazing how quick they can get their talking points together and all be talking about, about Russia.
They probably just have to turn on the TV and see how it's being reported.
Right.
And to be fair, we know that most of the news outlets are getting the talking points from the DNC.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. Yeah, Donna Brazile's probably still sneaking them the answers, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, surely we jest. But, the thing is that it is, I think I find it quite interesting that so quickly they're in lockstep. To say, well, it's the Russians. He was getting close to, revealing, doing the big reveal. My goodness, it's been, 7, 8 months, maybe longer, that they've been on this and still have not come up with anything. And yet they want to chastise the president for saying it's a witch hunt. Seems to be, because if you have something, then show us the goods, right? 15 minutes after the top of the hour, the conversation continues. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Dell from the Russian investigation played a role in firing the man leading it. So what happens now? Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein sat in the Judiciary Committee and promised to appoint a special prosecutor at the appropriate time. That time is right now. The American people's trust
in our criminal justice system is in Rosenstein's hands. Mr. Rosenstein, America depends on you to restore faith in our criminal justice system, which is going to be badly shattered after the administration's actions today. This is part of a deeply troubling pattern from the Trump administration. They fired Sally Yates. They fired Preet Bharara. And now they fired Director Comey, the very man leading the investigation. This does not seem to be a coincidence. This investigation must be run as far away as possible from this White House and as far away as possible from anyone that President Trump has appointed. Given the way the president fired Director Comey, any person who he appoints to lead the Russia investigation will be concerned that he or she will meet the same fate as Director Comey if they run afoul of the administration.
You know, the thing I find quite interesting here, Scott, is that Chuck Schumer talks about how critical this new FBI director will be. And, of course, he's referring to Rustin in his involvement with this, that, you know, all America is looking at him. But I don't think Chuck Schumer is helping the cause here by suggesting, you know, a political viewpoint that, you know, it's like you just make the statement, well, based on what facts are you talking about?
Well, you know, it has a feeling of if the justice system doesn't do what I want them to do, then it's against me.
Well, of course, yeah.
That's how it feels.
But it's very very fake news, you know. Like, I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you know, weren't you guys just 6 months ago saying that, you know, he needed to get rid of Comey? You guys were aghast that he was still in the administration. You haven't been pro-Comey since the campaign. And now all of a sudden it's like you find a reason to be antagonistic. And that's, you know, I think Charles Krautheimer was saying that what it comes down to with the Democrats is it's just about political advantage. It's not about, you know, solving problems. It's not about, you know, getting to the bottom of the matter. I think what would be quite interesting here is that if they do go ahead, and I think we're heading down that road to where a special investigator is looked into this whole Russia thing once and for all. But if I was Donald Trump, I'd say, okay, we're going to look at this. We're going to look at, you know, voter fraud. We're going to open up the whole enchilada, okay? And there is so much stuff on the Democrats on how they influenced and did things that you would question and might say had greater influence in terms of swaying the voter politic in what they did. They want to be exposed?
You have that Project Veritas.
Exactly.
That came out and showed. They had people high up there that were helping the DNC that were saying that, yeah, we bus people in all the time.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 50 years, they said.
We can't do buses anymore, so now we rent cars.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So, but you know, let's just go ahead and take a look at it on a bigger scale, and not just the Russians. And I think that the Democrats are going to rue the day when they finally come to say, wow, we opened up Pandora's box here. And maybe it's time that we do. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, you know. And, you know, when you have, interestingly enough, the former president and the former attorney general saying there is not one iota of voter fraud, and they go, okay, well, why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud if you're saying that none exists in this country? I mean, clearly it exists. And as you refer to the Project Veritas video, where you have these operatives, Democratic operatives, who admitted they bust people. It's just routine. This is what they do. And, you know, and it's amazing how that video came and went. It went almost as fast as the Planned Parenthood video about selling baby parts. You know, it just so, you know, the Democrats jump up and down, you know, Chuck Schumer and all that. You know, let's get to the truth. You know, you can't handle the truth. You don't want the truth. You want the truth, you know, to your point and what Chuck Schumer said earlier. As long as it fits his agenda and it's the you know, perfect bullet for his gun, then he'll want the truth. Otherwise, it's, you know, he's going to posture. He's going to bluster and blow and try and, you know, keep on going until your house falls down. You know, they'll be happy about it. I mean, you know, the rhetoric here, you know, you got Durbin's, oh, grave constitutional issues. I mean, grave constitutional, you fired somebody that people have been saying should have been fired for a long time. And
by the way, not an elected official. It's not like the people chose James Comey. Mm-hmm. And that somehow Trump has now gone outside the all, you know, outside of his control, things that he doesn't have power over. Sure, it hasn't happened very often in our history, but it has happened.
Right.
And it is completely within the power of the president. Of course, this also ties to, I mean, they don't want Trump to use the powers that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the travel ban.
Yeah.
He put the same countries on there that the previous president had put on, and somehow it's racist. It's which, you know, it's a Muslim ban. It's racist.
Well, whatever the right.
The problem is that Muslim isn't a race.
Yeah,
Arab. They're Arabic.
Yeah,
that's Arab. Their race.
Right.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And I told you during the last break, the hyperbole, it kills me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have forgotten how good we actually have it here.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we have our issues. Everybody has issues. And, yes, I care more about the things that affect me more than I care about the things that don't affect me. I am human, after all. But the hyperbole is absolutely ridiculous.
And you're right. I mean, so much of America... This is, you know, this is D.C. on parade here. You know, D.C. quite often operates from an attention deficit disorder. And, you know, when they're not getting enough attention, you know, then they're going to find ways to stir it up. I mean, you know, to read the headlines, you know, you got Robbie Mook. Oh, this terrifies me. I mean, what do you think would have happened with Hillary? You know, if Robbie Mook and Hillary would have won the election, you know, I dare say that Comey would not have lasted long under that administration. And, of course, what also is being reported, which is quite interesting in contrast to other things that I'm hearing, is, you know, FBI in chaos. There's turmoil and drama, agents in tears, and then you're hearing also that, you know, agents are relieved that there's going to be new management and, going, how long were we going to have to put up with this kind of, you know, mismanagement and what's going on? I mean, hey, look, we were all here, there. We saw what was presented in the Hillary case back in, you know, it was back in July when he gave us this big readout about, you know, you're thinking, okay, he's going to, oh, my God, you know, we're going to have somebody who's been nominated, who is running for president, she's going to be indicted. You know, he's given us all the reasons, then he comes back and says, no reasonable prosecutor. And then you find out later on that, you know, they're saying now that he shouldn't have been the one to make that statement, that it should have been Loretta Lynch. Well, Loretta Lynch, you know, she exited stage left and followed Bill Clinton out the exit of the, you know, the airport so that she, you know, the tarmac, so that, you know, she didn't have to say anything. And if it was that offensive that he upended her, why didn't she say anything? I haven't heard word one, you know, from her on this. So anyway, well, it'll give you something to talk about over coffee. And there's plenty to talk about here. And depending on what you feel, and of course, if you're an anti-Trumper, you know, he's done it again. You know, he's turning our country into chaos and we're upside down. Well, all is well, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez, live Horace Cooper, coming up next.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Horace Cooper joins us, as promised. Horace, a national recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Well, Horace, we've been told for so long that James Comey was this great stand-up guy. I mean, you always heard the words that preceded his character and integrity, and now all of a sudden we're finding, you know, there's a different story. Now people are able to talk. It was as if they've been muzzled, and, you know, America is going, well, who is James Comey anyway?
Well, I guess I would say there has been a lot of hyperventilating over this decision and very little focus on the fact that the President of the United States actually does have the authority to maintain, retain, or fire the FBI director.
Right.
The idea that because he had a 10-year appointment, that he was immune from accountability runs counter to what our founders intended. The executive branch is headed by the president. This individual has had a very, very distinguished career, both as a prosecutor and as an investigator. He actually worked on Capitol Hill for a season and worked in the Bush Justice Department, was an independent counsel or an independent investigator, prosecutor for during the Bush administration, and now the appointee of President Obama as FBI director. All of those things are not sufficient immunity from any accountability. Mm-hmm. And even though the Democrats delayed the appointment of a deputy attorney general, when he came in, within 2 weeks, this was his recommendation.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing that people need to put into context here. not necessarily what the Democrats are laying out. I mean, Schumer, on one hand, talks about maintaining, I guess, the integrity and, you know, the momentum of our government. And but yet he's contributing to all this fake news and hyperbole, you know, that is, you know, just
and it served a purpose. It served a purpose for Senator Schumer and the Democrats.
Right.
By holding out this anger, this outrage that somehow the decisions of James Comey during the presidential campaign caused the victory or election of Donald Trump, they could then pressure the FBI to act as a really, really tight corset over the Trump administration. And even if, under a neutral and dispassionate observation and investigation, see that there are no ties between the Trump team and Russia, this effort would allow that investigation to go on and on and on until finally it was no longer useful to have, but in the minds of the public, this idea would have sank in. Yes, there's not enough to convict, but you probably did do something. That is the reason why the Democrats are sorry to see Comey go.
Yeah, and then, you know, consider that in contrast to the way he laid out the Hillary Clinton investigation, which it was one offense after another, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, she's going to be indicted. And then he concludes that no reasonable prosecutor would pursue this case.
Yeah. So I have been following the, quote, national security investigation that was not supposedly a prosecution investigation of Hillary Clinton when the first concerns were raised about her emails. And I had only one question that I said was dispositive to the outcome. Will a grand jury be convened? Mm-hmm. If there is no grand jury being convened, then this investigation is a sham.
Right.
No grand jury was ultimately convened. Now, the FBI doesn't get to decide whether a grand jury is being convened. The Justice Department decides that. But there is a prudential reason why, if the evidence initially is serious enough for a investigation, that you convene a grand jury. You do it so that you can lock down over a lengthy period of time the statements, the records of individuals, and even if you later discover that the information you've been given is accurate, if people change their story or get together with others to collaborate on a story, there is obstruction of justice. And you can guarantee that you steer the investigation toward a real finding of guilt or innocence. That didn't happen. Mm. And the Justice Department saw for sure that that didn't happen. And if the FBI director was going to be a whistleblower, what he should have said was, we violated our own protocols on whether and how to handle this investigation. That would have been appropriate whistleblowing.
Mm, exactly.
The announcement of the details, that did appear to violate internal Justice Department approaches on how you handle investigations.
Well, where was the AG at this point, Horace? I mean, you know, she didn't officially recuse herself. I mean, as bad as the optics were on the tarmac there in Arizona, but it was, and it's almost like now they're claiming foul that Comey had to step up because Loretta Lynch was MIA.
Loretta Lynch is the reason why no grand jury was called in.
Right.
And this is my point. If the FBI director, whoever he or she may have been, was wanting to be independent, was wanting to secure justice, the issue should have been how this was occurring. When there were third parties, the tech assistant of Hillary Clinton that was hired formerly from the firm, went to the State Department, then came and worked for the foundation. When that individual was given immunity, when several other individuals were allowed to offer up their statements to the FBI in exchange for having their hard drives erased, when all of these things were being done, that undermined the ability for a real investigation. It was the Justice Department that announced to the public when Hillary Clinton's campaign said, please don't call this a that she is a person of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't announce that an actual criminal investigation is occurring. And the FBI went along with it. Those kinds of things cut against the idea that this was independence and standing up for truth and justice that was occurring. This was responding to very difficult circumstances in a way that failed to meet the real test of integrity.
Exactly. Well, Horace, you know, as you say, there were so many immunity cards handed out, you would have thought surely with all this immunity, there had to be something there. But you hand out immunity and you come up with nothing?
Yes. No one is even required to testify in exchange for receiving immunity. This was a really, really remarkable case. And now, let me suggest, we have had a almost 50-year policy that the Justice Department doesn't denigrate a person that they choose not to indict. Mm-hmm. That happened here as well.
Yeah, most incredible. And I know we still wonder, with all the accolades and everything that was said so positively about James Comey, now we've got FBI agents supposedly in tears, the FBI is in chaos. I can't imagine that would be the case. The FBI is strong enough, and I believe the personnel that they have there already will pick the ball up. It's under new management, and they'll be off and rolling, don't you?
I'm very confident that whoever gets confirmed by the United States Senate, and I expect it to happen within days, not months,
yes,
is going to help lead them back to the independent, stellar stature that they deserve.
Well, Horace Cooper, good stuff, good insight. I'm Bill Martinez.
Says with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. It's always great to have James Herson along with us, too. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, I'll tell you. There's people in the media, you wonder, what the heck is going on? I mean, do they need, knuckle on the head there to, you know, wake them up? I mean, Colbert is just unhinging here, trying to, I don't know. I mean, the FCC is saying, hey, look, we're looking at this. In fact, I got to tell you, I was disappointed when the chairman of the FCC, a conservative, had come up with some goofy statement like, oh, I haven't had a chance to, you know, see the tape yet. You know, I got kids. Yeah, okay. Well, how about if we don't pay you for a little bit because you got kids? Is that okay? I mean, why can't you do your job?
Yeah, Ajit Pai, the commissioner of the FCC. And as a matter of fact, he did that with Newsmax's Steve Maltzberg has a, you know, on Newsmax TV, did an interview with him. It was an early on interview. And he said he sounded like the FCC was going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you know, you're in the broadcast industry. I mean, the broadcast industry rightfully have criticized the FCC over the last couple of decades because they've been so inconsistent. You know, they'll fine over the wardrobe malfunction of the NFL with Janet Jackson, and then they'll let other profanities go aside. But after he watched the segment with Stephen Colbert, the one we're talking about, all of a sudden he did another interview with a Philadelphia radio station, and he said, now that I've had a chance to watch it, we're going to launch an investigation.
Yeah.
And then he explained about the law. And the way it works, you know, the FCC regulates only the broadcast airwaves. You know, they don't regulate cable. They don't regulate the Internet, although a lot of people want them to. And the basis of it is an old rationale. They call it the scarcity rationale, that the broadcast spectrum is kind of a scarce commodity, and it's the idea to protect innocent children. So what they have is a safe harbor time where you can become looser with your language and stuff. And if you're real early in the morning, like Howard Stern was, or you're really late at night, like Stephen Colbert is, you're given more leeway.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the only thing the FCC does is fine broadcasters for indecency. Mm-hmm. But here's the argument I make, is that when you use that kind of disgusting vile, gutter language about a sitting president, that ought to be grounds for indecency, plus the fact that, of course, they're using the blue language. And even though the censors bleeped it, everybody knows what it was. Mm-hmm. It was easy for everyone to know what part of the anatomy that Colbert was referring to. And I think, personally, that they should go ahead and find him. I think that he has shown that he's going to keep doing this, even though he got basically a firestorm on the social media of criticism. What did he do? He immediately went out and sort of, and I used the term in my article, he doubled down because mm-hmm. he described the repeal and replacement legislation regarding health care as the Republican Party kicking the United States in the most painful part of the male anatomy. And that's why I didn't want to say the actual phrase, but it's inappropriate again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, I mean, and not so much, you know, it's disappointing that CBS didn't suspend him because, you know, if he had said that about the previous president, President Obama,
well, he'd have been
he
done.
Would be fired.
Oh, absolutely.
It'd be history.
Right.
But because the brass at CBS lives in the left-wing bubble on the East Coast, and Stephen Colbert has the sensibilities of the left coast, they hate Trump. Mm-hmm. And anything that supports the hatred of Trump, they consider to be just fine. And so, in his ratings, he's using this, by the way, as a desperate attempt to prop up and keep his ratings going with curiosity seekers. But, you know, that kind of a novelty wears off.
Mm. And, well, it worked for Howard Stern, you know, for years, and still does. I mean, people still tune in to Howard and go, okay, what's he going to say next? Although I'm sure Howard Stern, for all the fines, FCC fines, of course, he was on terrestrial radio at the time, all the fines he got is looking at this and going, well, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the Bernie Madoff experience. Why are you talking about me being having a Ponzi scheme when the government is doing worse than whatever I did? You know, the comparative deal. Comparative justice.
Oh, sure, right? Sure. Right? Now, here the cultural aspect of this that's pretty amazing. You know, here's Colbert insulting the leader of the free world with the most crude possible remarks. Mm. And the only thing that really got the mainstream media and got attention of the Colbert staff is the fact that they labeled it as homophobic.
Yeah.
Once they labeled it as homophobic and there were some, you know, gay groups that were upset, all of a sudden they paid attention. And you could tell they did because the next night after he had launched his disgusting insults, he had on the star of Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons,
right,
who's openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he looked like he had been reading a script. And so he exonerated Colbert, saying, you know, as a gay man, blah, 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 it was fine. And then Colbert went on to say,
yeah, but what about the other men that are not gay? You know, the other people that were, you know,
no, what
still
about
in shock, right?
America? What,
yeah,
about
exactly.
The majority of Americans who really don't like to see the entire world hearing that our duly elected president is treated this way on our broadcast airwaves? I think that calls for a fine. I think it's the least the FCC could do to get his attention and maybe get the attention of CBS.
Well, Colbert is lucky he's not in North Korea.
Well, see, exactly right. I mean, you know, the anti-American left would not survive in a totalitarian regime that is truly left, like North Korea. Incidentally, North Korea's official wire service has now defined the crisis in Venezuela as just what Karl Marx predicted.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to lead to stateless communism. In other words, the chaos and civil war is, it's just Marxian revolution is all it is, according to the idiot press in North Korea. And it sounds a little bit like some of the people in Hollywood. So I think, but if they were in Venezuela, Colbert would be, he would be shut down. If he was in North Korea, of course, he would be murdered
Well, it's, you know, the thing is, James, and this thing is spreading. I mean, look what Bill Maher had to say, you know, about Ivanka. I mean, how inappropriate. I mean, where's the redeeming value? I mean, to me, it's cheap satire, cheap humor. It's like the, you know, you and I have discussed this before with comedians who panic, and when they panic, all of a sudden the F word comes flying out. And it's like,
well, look,
you know what? You can't be that you can't be more creative than to talk about, you know, the president the way that Colbert did, or even the president's daughter the way Bill Maher is doing.
Now, I see this as I'm going to join too. You know, Stephen Colbert got a lot of attention for his crude remark, and Bill Maher says, "Hey, what about me?" And he's on HBO, and on HBO, you turn on HBO at night, and you're going to hear a profanity about, what, every 15 seconds
sure.
You hear a profanity. So, you know, so for Bill Maher, and he doesn't have the FCC, worry about the FCC. As I said, FCC has no jurisdiction over that. So he's got to outdo Colbert and say something about another punching bag of the media, Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, but it's... we can't even say what he did because right. It's so utterly grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's similar to Colbert because what they're doing is using this over-sexualized language to insult someone. And what it does, of course, is it really, you know, puts down the person in a streety kind of manner.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what Bill Maher did is blatantly sexist.
Mm-hmm.
Will he get, will the feminists attack him? Well, maybe some of them will.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But for the most part, I mean, you know, they get away with it. But to me, it's like one of those things you put in motion that could come back and bite you in the very back end that you thought. You know, it's like one thing, you know, if you put it out there, whether it's Colbert or Bill Maher. Bill Maher's been doing this, but sooner or later, the people are going to say enough of this stuff, and it's not like, you know, it's not like they have incredibly huge defining audiences, do they?
Well, no, and Bill Maher is a fraction. I was a regular on his old show on ABC, Politically Incorrect, and he had a huge audience, actually.
Yes.
It was a late-night style. He wasn't at the Jay Leno level, but he had a big audience. I mean, he was essentially occupying the space that Jimmy Kimmel is now.
Exactly, right.
But he really, his audience on HBO is so much smaller. And
exactly.
It tends to be uniform. So part of the reason, you know, you look at Bill Maher and he'll have a panel and it moves from left to lefter.
Yeah, right.
There's very rarely.
Welcome. They're going to call it the Bill Maher Echo Chamber. Maybe we'll just leave it at that. James, we're out of time. I'm so sorry, but we always have a great time. Appreciate you stopping by. James Hurst, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.